because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska and talking about the courts. And we're going to get into the part that I've been missing. And the research is just it shocks the conscience of how they've done it. And the thing is, all this stuff has been sitting right in front of us. I found the private law thing back in 2011. But I think it was Curtis Lyson, he brought that up in North Carolina. And I have revisited that. Now I can understand what they're doing. I didn't have enough information. But let me get into the courts first, and we're going to get into the private law, because that's just, I didn't understand how they could tie, how is the federal income tax, why does that have to exist before I can do a state income tax? Got to know why. There's reasons for this stuff. It just didn't happen by, it's just the way it is. No, you're not going to defeat this. Can't do legal briefing, and you can't get out of the maze. You can't understand how to beat these guys if you don't understand the scam, the con. Well, first of all, let's just take Title 28, Section 132, Creation and Composite of the Courts. C. Except as otherwise provided by law or rule or order of the court. Now, that ought to tell us something right there. Because you see the Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Section 2, and they say it's all cases in law and equity. But when they say that arising under Article 3, Clause 2, you'll see that all the time, arising under. What's that mean? That establishes the jurisdiction, because the judicial power of the United States, arises under Article 3, Section 2, because it was created there, so it arises under. There you will not see any arises under for the admiralty side of that's in Article 3 of the Constitution, because it's commercial law. It's already here. commerce and admiralty and all that was, there's no arising under. You'll never see it. So they say by law. That's the first one. Well, what is by law? What's that mean? You would think it would be by the Constitution or by the statutes of the United States.
No,
it's not. And how do we know that? Well, you see, I got the Attorney General's Manual of 1947 when I was doing the research on the Administrative Procedures Act. And then I got the last federal book I bought. That was like $120 or something. One of them is a 2000. I get these books that Congress uses. And they said, that, well, we still use the Attorney General's Manual of 1947. Really? Okay, so what's by law? Well, I go back and, oh, they tell us what they're doing, like I say, but you got to know where to go look. And they talk about the Administrative Procedures Act, which is the administrative state. It happened in 1946. And it says right here, the original draft of Section 9A limited the imposition of sanctions to those as specified and authorized by statute. See, statute is really good. That's a good word. By statute. Statutes of the United States, statutes of Texas, statutes of Minnesota. Remember, they changed it. The change of the word statute to law was intentional. So it went from by statute to by law. So as to recognize that an agency may impose a sanction or issue a substantive rule or order if such power is authorized not only by statutes. Wait a minute, I thought that the legislature, I got a real good brief, a guy sent me out of Florida. We got to have a statute, obviously, before, that's the enactment part. So it says here, authorized not only by statutes, but by treaties. Now, why would we have that? And then it says court decisions. That's called precedents. Well, that's not, they don't need that. Precedents was existing way before we did this little game. Or commonly recognized administrative practices. Whoa! There you go. Well, let's see. The IRS has been doing this. They've been getting away with it. Accepted practices is how this court got there. So they say, commonly recognized administrative practice or other law. What is that? Law of what? And they give a Supreme Court case. United States versus McDaniel, 32 U.S. 1, 32 U.S. 1, 1833. And that case does not authorize this type of nonsense. I looked it up. It does not say that. So the United States District Court says by law. Okay, so it can do anything you want. Or rule. You know what a rule is? Do you know these United States District Courts have local rules? Do you know what local rules are? They come out of 1934 where they say, by rule of court, we have overthrown the statutes. The statutes no longer exist by local, by rule. That's for the civil. In 1940, they did the same thing with criminal. How can a rule of court make a statute invalid? A statute of the United States? That's a pretty good trick. Because if we choose, you and me, to live in the matrix and sign up for private law as a citizen of the United States, over there, they can do anything they want because we signed up for it. We signed up for the benefit. Your voter registration is an implied in law contract. They all have citizen of the United States somewhere, guaranteed, on them, under the penalties of perjury. Why does everything citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury? Why is that? Then they go on here and by rule or order of the court. So the court can just make an order. Really? Just an order out of a court? How about a judicial decision? No, just an order. I order you to do this. I order you to do that. Men, comma, the judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of a district court. What does that mean? I thought it was judicial power of the United States. That arises under the Constitution of the United States. How can you have judicial power of a district court? Good question, you think? With respect to any action, suit, or proceeding. So we have action, suit, or proceeding instead of under law and equity. May be exercised by a single judge. What's that telling us? I got a nice word for that. Star Chamber Courts. An inquisition. They are inquisitors. An inquisitor is somebody that has no power from you or me in our republic, and they are the fact finders, and they make decisions based on any dang thing they want, because they tell us here it can be by law, which is anything that's out there, by rule of court, or by somebody, they want to make an order. They're telling us in plain English what they're doing. That's our United States District Courts. That is the appellate courts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and the D.C. Court. That's the judicial power. How did they get away with it? Because you and me have signed up for it. We agree that we do not want to exercise our elected franchise as a citizen of Texas, a citizen of California, a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of North Carolina, of our country that's supposed to have its own constitution and its own laws. It's a sovereign country. And it joined together in what's called federalism, so that we could have a Republican form in those several states, and we granted a limited delegation of power to the government of the United States. That didn't exist today. It's still there. What's amazing is what, just like this Senate, this Moore down in Alabama, which I think is going to get elected, the guy that wouldn't bend on the Ten Commandments, Judge Moore. He was a West Point graduate and in Vietnam, and he brought up the thing of this DACA, D-A-C-A, all this immigration nonsense. What is that? Can you explain it to somebody? It's not a statute of the United States. What Obama did is by executive order, executive fiat, in the administrative state, which was started officially with the Federal Register Act of 1935, where it said the President of the United States means, or federal agency means, President of the United States. The President of the United States is a federal agency. It says so. It says means. These other agencies started back with the internal, Interstate Commerce Commission, external establishments. They sit outside the government. There's a whole laundry list of them. They come up with the idea back in the late 1800s. We will set up these external establishments. They will be politically free of interference. Wait a minute. That means there's no oversight. They can do anything they want. It's utopia. We're going to put those guys out there, put somebody in charge, and then everything's just going to be happy. Go lucky. Of course, they had a major issue in the late 1800s. Well, are they actually working for the government or not? And they waddled around on that one for decades. Oh, yeah, well, we'll just get around and we'll have the Civil Service Commission nonsense. And no, well, they're all under the Civil Service. We'll just blink, wink, wink. So we have agencies with no oversight. Nobody is elected. They appoint somebody at the top two or three dogs, and then they're free to do whatever they want. There are many little governments. It says so. FDR did a research document about the administrative state, the headless fourth branch of government, is what it was called, and I got it. Got that out of Gonzaga Law Library. Copied it. OCR'd it. It's an amazing document. Headless fourth branch of government. There's nobody in charge. And yet they rule our lives. Control them. FAA, Postal Service, IRS, they're all headless fourth branches of government. There's nobody that's accountable to you and me. They set up a whole administrative state. That's accountable to nobody. But we signed up for it because we don't know any better. Everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States, without exception. I have not found anybody yet that I've talked to. Are you a citizen of the United States? Oh, absolutely. You betcha. What is it? Well, I don't know. It's what we are in this country, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, right. Citizen of the United States was supposed to remain dormant on the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, and only to be used against state action, state law, or state actors. Congress was not supposed to be legislating for citizens of the United States. But they've been doing that for a long time. Social Security Act. They didn't used to, but they do anymore, and the several states are doing it now. Because we signing up, we do not want to have a sovereign country with a limited delegation of power being a member of one of these United States. We're doing it to ourselves. This is the missing link that I couldn't understand. I can prove all the federal courts, got all that proven. Their documents, they admit it, their admissions. I'm just like the priest that come in and give me, oh, yeah, confess it. Here's your documents telling us what they're doing. Thank you. It's your stuff. What I couldn't understand is how, why do we have to have a federal income tax first before you can have a state income tax second? Every state income tax has to have a federal income tax before it can be filled out. Why is that? There's got to be reasons behind this, legal reason or logical reason, or maybe legal or lawful, but they're doing it because we are validating it by signing up for it. We got that in Rappert's case in Minnesota. They said there you have to be a duty for the federal before the state income tax in Minnesota. How do they pull this off? They want to make it a law that you have to file a return. People go to jail for not putting their signature on a piece of paper for a return. I want something back. You can't ask for something back if there's not something ahead of it that started this. It's a return. I want something back. I want some of my money back. It's so illogical. God almighty, it's just, when you start to think about some of this stuff. I go to jail because I didn't apply to have money returned. I didn't want to volunteer to be a citizen of the United States under local law. This is the scam, the con. Now, these several states signed up for benefits. They always want benefits. And in that, they are wanting, they're signing up to be part of this con for citizens of the United States. All of your roads, all of your, I did a deal for, I can't think of his name now, up in Minnesota on this wetland stuff. It's all a scam. You go get the documents and they do not say what they say. And Minnesota says all of this wetlands nonsense is all policy. Policy has no duty to anything. It's just, we want to do it. And they admit it. And then they say policy in Minnesota is law. They admit it. And there's what you call statutes. They're not statutes. They're codified nonsense. They admit this stuff. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, well, we're back here. And there's only a couple of cases. See, this is the thing about getting the... this ruling case law, and then I got the words and phrases here that was done by Google. Somebody in Colorado could be that. But in this, just started this research. There's only a couple of cases cite this. And see, this is what you have to go through maybe 30, 40, maybe 100 cases. And this is the purpose. This is the reason for having ruling case law in Amateur 1, because they used to have tons and tons of cases. There may be a paragraph on a page, and the whole rest of the page is citing cases with footnotes supporting that decision. And this is what I do as a researcher, which takes so much time, which I enjoy because I'm like a forensic truth seeker, if there is such a logic. And I found this case. This is so on point. And then there's a couple of places that cite a couple of law, I think there's four law reviews. And it's called Anderson versus the Board of Commissioners of Cloud County, 1908. Okay, and this is out of the Supreme Court of Kansas in 1908. And it's amazing logic when you these several states were doing all sorts of temporary, they call them temporary or special acts, they call them private law or local laws. They have a lot of different names, but it's private law or local law. And they were getting way out of control. And the states, clear back by 1908, these constitutions, they were modifying them to put things that the legislatures could not do as private law. And these next two things are amazing, the statement. It's just unbelievable. It says here, this is on page 586. And by the way, if anybody wants that, send an email to irs@ralph@alaskaminuteman.com, and I'll send you this case. You can read it yourself. And I'm going to have on my homepage here is the stuff that I talk about, the different documents. I've got to say, I've got it's all coming. It's going to be a hell of a year if we close out, I guarantee you. It said the Romans recognized the distinction between private bills and laws. To them, special laws, what they call privileges, is a Latin word, or the other is constituted privilege or something. In England, they used to say when a public bill was passed, it is the king's wish. They give a Latin thing here. And a private measure, let it be granted as prayed for. So one is the king's, the other one is prayed. Then this judge says, here's the gist of the matter. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of the state as a unit. Public law. There's a difference between a public law and a general law, too, by the way. We have public laws. They used to be statutes of the United States. Then they went to public law. Okay, a public law is a measure that affects the welfare of the state as a unit. A private law is one that provides the exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to a public need. The other is an answer to a private prayer. I thought that's really interesting, their choices of words here. When it acts as a public bill, the legislature legislates. This is a key interpretation here. When it acts as a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts as a private bill, it adjudicates. It adjudicates. It passes from the function of lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker after special privileges. A seeker. Special privileges. So the lawmaker turns into a judge because they're getting around and putting out special privileges to certain classes, corporations, citizens of the United States, or whatever. Now, if they change the boundaries on a judicial district, that's special law, private law. That's fine. Let me read this again because this is so key that I'm going to read another thing here out of a Harvard law review. In England, they used to say a public bill is passed, it is the king's wish. That would be in our country here, it would be the Congress's. This is really key understanding the scam, the con that's going on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, well, I'm back here. I didn't finish the other thought there on this DACA, D-A-C-A. The President of the United States puts into the Federal Register, called executive orders. Agencies put in regulations into the Federal Register. All three branches are in the Federal Register Act, or in the, the Administrative Procedures Act. It's absolutely unbelievable. And now they're arguing over DACA, all this immigration nonsense, which isn't even law. And this is what Judge Moore said. This is all smoke and mirrors nonsense. There's no law to eat. Why are we arguing over something that is totally unconstitutional? There is no authority for any of this. And we're arguing about it in this country. Does that tell you this country's like gone down the tubes? Oh, because it feels good. You can't make this stuff up. I don't know. It's shocking. Anyway, I'm going to get back to that's the thing. Because this is really important here. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of a state as a unit. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to a public need. The other is an answer to a private prayer. I thought that's really interesting. When it acts as a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts as a private bill, it adjudicates. How can that be? Listen to this next part. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker of a special privilege. Because you're signing up for special privileges. It's called an implied-in-law contract. Well, there's no doubt about that. Got that documented many times. I want a benefit of being in this private law. And in that world of private law, under the Social Security, I can do anything I want with the people that have signed up for it. In the Veterans Administration, I can do anything I want. In the Internal Revenue Service, I can do anything I want, because you have to pay to be in this special class. This is where they use terms like individual as a killer. Individual income tax. Individual, you go to the law dictionary, has nothing to do with what happened in this contract. Individual in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Individual means. Means. So we've given it a new meaning. Means. Exclusive use. All record keeping and everything is all under 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. They can't even keep records on us unless you're an individual. Well, what is it, a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted into this country? Do you think that a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted is what formed our republic? Come on now. Can't make that. This is shocking. It's so illogical when you see the connections, but what they do is they put these definitions and use terms, and we do not understand. Oh, I'm an individual? Yep-er. Go to the unabridged dictionary. You will not find that in there. And then reading out of the... This is a law review. So they're a judge. They're a tribunal, because they're saying, okay, in here we're going to say what you can do and what you can't do. This is the benefits you get here, and here's what benefits you won't get. And then we turn it over to an agency. And the agency goes and publishes regulations in the Federal Register, or the president does executive orders. That's how Trump is able to get away to do a lot of this stuff he's doing, or all these other people. Because it's all in the Federal Register. That's his means of doing regulations for the administrative state in that world. And then the one that Congress does for these agencies, it comes out. The agency puts in a proposed rule in the Federal Register. They're supposed to be substantive, have the force effect of law. Force and effect of law. How come they're not statutes? Where the hell did we get from statutes of the United States to force and effect of law? They put in a proposed rule. Then we can comment it on it. We can sue them if we have standing. Oh, yeah, they put in thousands of these things, hundreds of thousands of them a year. And we're supposed to be able to stop it? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to have the authority to even be doing it. Then they come out as a final rule, and they address supposedly the stuff that if anybody complains, then Congress says, okay, we got oversight now. We're going to look. We got 6 months to see if we like what the agency's doing. Congress has 6 months. Congressional Review Act. Did anybody teach all this stuff? This is the scam that's going, the con that's going on. Let me get into this. With the time I got left here, I want to read this, these other things. This is out of a law review that's citing this case, by the way. And this is 35 Harvard JL. I don't know what. Journal of Law. Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy. And this was done in, what year was this done? Copyrighted 2012. I don't know when it was done, but it's copyrighted in 2012. So I don't know when it was done. But anyway, getting down, because they're citing this case. They're talking about here. The regularity is also an elastic concept. In some cases, a special rule for a special case is appropriate. It is not easy to draw a line that excludes inappropriate special rules that also allows lawmakers sufficient discretion to react to unusual circumstances. Courts have created a formula for determining when legislation is too specific or irregular, and point here is not to evaluate those tests, but to defend the principle of such tests as necessary to prevent arbitrary rule and thus to enforce the due process clause promise of the government will act in a lawful manner. Many state constitutions have adopted secondary defenses against arbitrary, irregular, or non-general rules, especially the prohibition on special legislation. Alaska has a temporary special acts. All the boroughs are all temporary special acts. They're all private. Special legislation is a violation of the lawfulness principle and therefore the due process guarantee because it represents government based on specific commands for particular instances, rather than pursue it to comprehensible reasons. One court explains, well, goodness, specific commands. You got to do this, you got to do that, and if you don't, we're going to put you in jail. The inherent vice of special laws is that it creates preferences and establishes irregularities. They thus replace a symmetrical body of statutory law on subjects of general and common interest to the whole people with a wilderness of special provisions. They have got, like in the United States Code, they put the stuff all over the place. With operation extends no further than the boundaries of a particular school district or township or county in which they were made to apply. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of a state as a unit. A private law is one that exception to the public rule. This is the quoting the other part. The one is an answer to the public need. The other is an answer to the private prayer. When it acts as a public bill, the legislature legislates. When it acts as a private bill, it adjudicates. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker of a special privilege. They get around and grant all these special privileges because they can do anything they want. Special legislation violates the principles of lawfulness from, as it were, both the internal and external point of view. By providing special localized benefits to specific person, it employs state power in an irregular manner, not justified by an overreaching public purpose. It also does violence to the democratic process of deliberation and public decision-making, thus encouraging improvident and ill-considered legislation. A law that concentrates benefits or burdens on its constituents in one county will not be weighed or considered by legislatures who represent different counties. As the legislature, which ought to be considering measures of public importance, will instead fritter away its time in granting special favors to private or corporate interests or local communities. Thus, the use of special legislation appears less like a rule of law than a rule of specific commands for particular purposes and particular favors granted at the ruler's mere whim. Particular favors granted at the mere whim of Congress. They're not legislating. They're setting up things that is adjudicating. They are saying, this is what you got to do. You got to do this. You got to do that. Got to file a return. But wait a minute, where's the duty to file a return? We'll see in the administrative state. It's a con job. There's no statute for the Internal Revenue. So just people have known that for a long time. But there's a duty to file a return. You can't have something returned if you didn't. There's got to be something that precedes the return. Duh. It's granting special benefits. And they're adjudicating, they're acting as the judge. You do this, and I'm commanding you to do that. Laws are supposed to be made if they have applicability. They're enforced by the executive. This is putting it all in the hands of the legislature, or the Congress, let's use Congress, and they pass it off to these agencies. And they're not accountable. This is why there is a what's called a 42-1983 lawsuit under color of law. This is how you adjudicate against state actors, anybody, state law or state actors under 42 U.S.C. 1983, which passed in 1870. Tell me this isn't planned out. Under color of law. What the hell is color of law? It looks like, but it's not. It looks like because I sign up. And this is the biggest dang con, is that Congress is legislating private law for citizens of the United States. The states, the several states, under this state, are legislating private law as citizens of the United States. And in there, they can vary the private law depending on where you, quote, reside. Residence or reside was long thrown out. You got to have a domicile. I can reside or have residence in all over the dang place. But a fiction and law can reside. This is the way they get around it in the 14th Amendment. They don't have a domicile there. This is how the con is done. It's all private law, and we have agreed to be ruled by what we call a government that is private law, to adjudicate private law, because we signed up for it. If you sign a contract, is there anything that says you can't sign up for it? Is there anything that says you can't sign a credit card? No. Perfectly legal. But we don't know the rest of the game. They don't explain this. There's express contracts where you get a benefit both ways that everybody knows. Both parties sign it. The implied in fact contracts are the ones where we give away our car at the dealer. And I got the documents to prove it. I got it from the car dealer here in Wasilla Chevrolet. They're called implied in fact because there's benefits even though only one party signs it. Because there's benefits going both ways, so that gives it the same power as an express contract. Did they tell you that when you bought a new car, that before you walk out, that you've already signed it away? I used to sign all those things. Did anybody ever read all those contracts? I never read all that stuff. God, there's a jillion pages. You take an attorney a month to figure out what all that nonsense is that they put together. This attorney, is called an attorney in fact. It's an implied in law contract. Implied in fact contract. It's a single page. It says I give away all right, title, and interest. I'm giving somebody else to do it. They hand carry the manufacturer's certificate of origin up here to Palmer. It's hand carried over there because there's a little piece of paper comes with every new vehicle or car or whatever. And it says it's the property. That thing is hand carried over to our DMV. They say they destroy it. I don't believe them. I get a certificate back from the state that says, by the way, there's other interests not shown. I don't have a right to travel because I was so stupid that I signed it away. There is no right to travel if you're driving the government's car. They have the original. It's their property, and I signed it away. And then I make payments on it. Boy, am I like, do I need an IQ test? Sanity test? But see, the dealers can't exist today unless they take the MSOs or manufacturer or certificates of manufacturer origin. They have a couple different kind of names. If it says property, if they do not hand deliver those and keep them over to DMV, they can't be a dealer. Now, you could probably buy one for cash and get it and have it towed off, but you couldn't drive it off of the lot because they would lose their license to sell cars. And their name is on the thing. It's their property, by the way. There's no transfer to you at all on those things. It's their property. It says so right on the front of it. And on the back, then it's transferred to God knows. I don't know what's on the back of they. I have a copy of mine. You can go to Alaska. You can get copies of them. Go down. I didn't even know this for years. I fought this. You can go down at the main DMV, and they have copies of these certificates of origin, manufacturer statement of origin. Do we live in a crazy world? This is like Sodom and Gomorrah or the Babylon. It's all a lie. It's like the Matrix. And this is why I have a means to get into the public record. If you put who you are in Palmer, they will take them. $150 now to get 4 certified copies back so you can use them, because a certified copy of a public record is self-authenticating under their evidence rule 901 number 7. Then I'm modifying the voter registration things. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and see, this is really important. The use of special legislation appears less like a rule of law than a rule of specific commands for particular purposes and particular favors granted at the ruler's mere whim. Becomes a judge, adjudicates. How can you explain that? Well, let's see. If you want to work and make a living, you must sign a W-4 and join the private law, because I have made an order by and through an agency that you can't work unless you sign this. I've ordered this form to be filled out. Then I will allow you to go to work in my world. I'm granting a special favor. I'm acting as a judge. I'm just like I issued an order. This is what they're talking about, adjudicates. You can sign a W-4. Of course, we're modifying W-4s, but you sign up, and then I've got you hooked because you didn't understand what was going on. I am allowing you. I have issued an order. You can't work in my world of private law unless you do this. I've issued an order, just like a judge says. You got to do this before you can go do this. I'm adjudicating. Then, if you do that and you don't come and file the return and participate, then I'm going to put you in jail because I want your signature. Under the penalties of perjury. This is the old Star Chamber trilemma. I am going to get you to confess then, out in the open, because I already hooked you, see. I got you to accept the benefit of going to work for me in my world. Then I need you to confess under the penalties of perjury. The first one is I need to get incriminate myself. Yep, I signed that. I knew what I was doing. Two, under the penalties of perjury of the trilemma, the three-second part. And the third one is of the trilemma, if you don't do it, I'm going to find you in contempt of court. I'll put you in jail. I'll take your property because you don't own it anyway because you signed it all the way to begin with. It's their stuff. That's why they can take our cars. We're not the true owners. It takes possession, right of possession, and right of property. I got around, had land foreclosed, had some people help me. Thank God I wouldn't be here. And the clerk signs it back, all interest, if any. How does the clerk have that power and all interest, if any? Wait a minute, what happened to right title and interest? Oh, we don't talk about that. All interest, if any. I could sign a right title and interest of anybody's property. There's no law because I got no interest. Why does it say interest? How about right? There are three. This is under Blackstone's commentary, second volume, page, I think it's page 199. It's always been that way under the English common law. And the Jews, yes, the Jews, that couldn't own property because of their very good money changers, they have interest, and they're called commercial security agreements, commercial law. I got tangled up with that, and I didn't even realize it when I pissed off Key Bank. There's a provision. If they just feel uncomfortable, they can call every loan due and payable in 10 damn days. Who in his right mind would put your business? I just piss them off. I got to be a good little boy. Can't talk. I pissed off Key Bank, and they tried to get my stuff. Luckily, somebody loaned me $115,000. And I got the original documents back. It took a month. And I went over to Key Bank, and the guy wouldn't take cash. He said he had a jurisdictional problem. And somebody told me it was because of a debt instrument. He wanted me to turn it into a check. What do you call it? A cashier's check. And I said no, and I offered it again, and he took it. Because I said, the second test, I'm walking out of here. We're done. And the court wouldn't allow me to bring the money into the courtroom. They started, and something happened. Just within probably 10 seconds, somebody did him a high sign, probably the Mason sign or something. And, oh, no, no, you got to go to the bank to pay it off. Different jurisdiction, different venue. These national courts don't even fly the state flag. Our national court in here, I checked it out. They actually have fee simple absolute. They actually own the land. It used to be National Bank of Alaska. Now it's Wells Fargo. They actually have fee simple absolute. Colonial title. Nobody else does other than Dave Gladden and me and maybe the Himes and Fairbanks. And we know it has value because they foreclosed on Dave Gladden and Dillingham. And they can't get title insurance because they know that if anybody challenges the title, they would have to defend it. And Dave did a fee simple absolute. He put it into the public record. He put it in the paper, and you put it in the paper for 4 weeks, give notice. And you put it into the public record, you file it. Then it becomes self-authenticating. It's a fact. Fee simple, absolute, or allodial title. Not just fee simple. Fee simple, absolute. Are they telling us this stuff? No. This is so shocking. But like I say, I finally figured out this last part. It's private law, and we are signing up for it. We are signing up